have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. I hope you had an amazing weekend, whatever you did or did not do. That it was amazing. My weekend was amazing. They always seem to go by really fast, though. I'm like, what the? But it was amazing. I love the fact that daylight is longer now. The day is long, like 7:30 is still daylight. Daylight. That's amazing to me. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, and there are a couple lines open if you want to jump in there. You can, we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're busy and you're unable to just sit and watch the show, of course, you can podcast, as you know, all the show. But let's say you're too busy just to sit and watch it. But you still want to listen live, no matter what you're doing. You could be a student fighting with the teacher at school. You could be fighting the bus driver on the buses, fighting on the bus with the driver. You could be fighting on the train. You could be doing smash and grab. You could be protesting in American streets, shouting death to America and death to Israel. Whatever you're doing, you could be listening to the show on your iPhone, iPad. Then when you get home or get time, you can watch it again live. I mean, watch it on YouTube. By calling the listen line at 641-793-1500, 641-793-1500. And if you, to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP on Cash App. Bond JLP on Cash App. So it is Monday again. And this month is going by like, this year is already going by. I think because they're trying to hurry up and have the election. Somebody in charge of time. But it's going by fast. We have a miss form this Thursday. It's the first Thursday of May already. This Thursday, if the Lord is willing and the creeds don't rise. But it's amazing. So every Monday, for those who might be tuning in for the first time, we take all calls on Mondays, of course. But the ladies call, we take them as they come in. All right? Because every Monday is Female Monday.
I I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. Whether you're married or not, man, you're still over women, as Christ is over you. What? Nah. And nothing else is going to work but that. And as a result, all hell is breaking loose. I'm looking at what's happening, and I'm like, evil is setting it up in my country where it is never going to be restored. Besides the people chanting death to America in America, on America's soil, they're putting women in charge, putting them because the ladies aren't earning it, but they're putting women in charge of everything. Look at the media, look at everything. Look at conservative media and liberal media. Who's running it? The women. So they're making sure. Why, at the same time, the women are complaining that men are playing in their sport, right? And they got their heads involved in everything that belongs to men. But no complaint about that. But anyway, because of that order of life, they're making sure that it never returned to normal. It's not just the borders being open, and that's an important issue. It's not just crime and economy. Those are important issues. But they're making sure that things never get right again. And then people get angry over some of the dumbest things I ever heard of. I understand that your nature is that of anger, but some things you just don't get angry about, especially if it doesn't involve you. And even then, you shouldn't get angry. There's never, ever, 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 ever time for anger. Never. I don't care what happens to you. There's never a reason to get angry. I don't care what it is. Well, some people are mad at, according to the New York Post, some people beating up not the dog. Not the dog. What the? I was walking down the road yesterday over the weekend, and I saw people walking the dog. Walk the dog. And the dog was like rolling around in the grass, and they were reaching up in the little weeds there, eating whatever it is that God put there for them. And I'm like, poor dog, this is what they want. They want natural, God-given, nature-created dog stuff. They want to be outside. They want to roll and eat the grass. They want to eat the bugs and the little fruit things off the tree that they're supposed to eat. That has been put there to keep them strong and healthy and keep their coat strong and make their coat change every winter, spring, summer, and fall naturally. But human beings in their fallen state have decided that they're going to not only destroy other human beings and themselves, but the dogs too. They have decided. And so the dogs can't eat what they naturally would be eating that is naturally provided for them to make their coat stronger, make them more like dogs. It's amazing, but I understand. The New York Post is reporting that South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem defended her decision to shoot her 14-month-old hunting dog. She shot the dog, according to the report. 14-month-old hunting dog following a rising tide of criticism after she made the eyebrow eyebrow raising revolutions in her, I mean, revelation in her upcoming book. Watch this from CNN.
South Dakota governor is releasing a new book, you may have heard, and The Guardian got its hands on a copy. And the outlet is now flagging a section in which she describes killing her puppy, a puppy named Cricket.
It says, Cricket was a wire hair pointer about 14 months old, she says, adding that the dog, a female, had an aggressive personality and needed to be trained.
By taking Cricket on a pheasant hunt with older dogs, Noam says, she hoped to calm the young dog down and begin to teach her how to behave.
Now, unfortunately, Cricket ruined the hunt, she says, going, quote, out of her mind with excitement, chasing all those birds and having the time of her life. Cricket escaped Noam's truck and then attacked that family's chickens.
Cricket, the untrainable dog, Noam writes, behaved like, quote, a trained assassin.
I hated that dog, Noam writes, adding that Cricket had proved herself to be untrainable, dangerous to anyone that she came into contact with, and less than worthless as a hunting dog.
At that moment, Noam says, I realized I had to put her down. Noam, who also represents her state in Congress for 8 years, got her gun, then led Cricket to a gravel pit. It was not a pleasant job, she writes, but it had to be done.
Honestly, it's really traumatic. She says she loves animals, but tough decisions happen all the time on a farm. In fact, she says, they recently put down 3 horses.
Amazing. So what's wrong with that? It was her dog, her horses, or whatever. When people do that, it's not unusual. And why should anyone be upset with this one individual who had nothing to do with them dealing with her dog? And I wonder would these same people be outraged, quote unquote, if she had an abortion, 2 or 3 abortions, and killed babies in the womb. Kill the man's babies in the womb, would they have been outraged? If Christy Norms had said, you know what? I just decided I didn't want no baby. Here, I've been carrying this baby for the last 6 or 7 months. I'm trying to go hunting. I'm trying to live my life, my body, my choice. I decided I would go over to the ditch and dump this baby in it. Would they have been as upset? Remember when, some of you might remember when Mitt Romney put his family dog on the roof of the car back in 2012. People pretend to be upset about that. Or do they get upset when they sit and have a chicken dinner? Somebody had to kill the chicken. I remember we used to kill chickens for breakfast, lunch, and sometimes dinner, go out to the chicken coop, chicken house, catch a chicken right in the neck, ooh, and right in the neck off and let the chicken fall over on the ground and flat around until it died. And then we put it in boiling hot water and take all the feathers off. Amazing. So here's the here are some of the reaction on Christie's decision to, quote unquote, kill the dog. Watch this from CNN.
I'm sure there are people who are listening and thinking it's a dog, which is certainly not my opinion of the matter.
This is an astonishing story, to say the least.
That is sick.
I mean, watching everyone's faces while that was on, I mean, everyone's blood is boiling. I am one of these people that not only loves animals and has always had pets, but just prefers them to people. We don't deserve them. Initial reaction was, how stupid can you be? Yeah, I mean, there's a special circle of hell that's reserved for people who mistreat animals. It's a real window into it. He said, Donald Trump won't care. You know why? Donald Trump's the only president in American history, from what I could tell, that has never owned a pet.
Oh, is that a sin? You must own a pet? And so I wonder if she had said she had abortion after 7 months, would that be sick? Would that be sick? And would Donald Trump would have had to have an abortion too? These people are just pretending, folks. They can care less about that dog. Believe me. It's just a political ploy to try to stop the great white hope and Christie. Norm. They don't care. How can you care more about shooting a dog than you care about killing a baby in the womb? Why is it an animal more important to you than a dog? I mean, than a human? Isn't that amazing? I remember when they had a fit over Mitt Romney putting that dog in the on the roof. According to Wikipedia. Check it out. What a mess. Grandpa tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. And you know what? It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. And the reason for it is because human beings, men and women, not all, but most, have refused and are refusing to take control of their own life, to know that they know that they know that they know. They're just refusing to do it. I look at the Christians. Everything the Christians believe about being, quote, unquote, born again or God or Jesus is what somebody else has said. And they have all these fancy words. My Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. My Lord and Savior. I love Jesus. And so are you still unhappy? Yes, I'm human. What the? How about questioning things? How about taking control of your own life? How about you're not responsible for someone else's reactions? How about it's just a person? And no different or better than you, either worse or better. And speaking of cold-hearted women, my America's gone. I'm looking at, observing. I don't know what the outcome going to be. The great white hope, Donald Trump, and how these women are going after him, along with the weak beta males. It looks like the devil knows exactly who to put in charge of going after you. If you're strong, he's going to send the most evil, wicked females and males that he can find down in his hell there and send them up through the gates. Go after that one. And if you're kind of strong, the next group. And if you're weak, he'll just send his little weak demons. Some of you may have heard of this story from Fox. John Evans, about this guy in D.C., I believe. Yeah, D.C., where another one of his sons was killed. And people asking the mayor of the city, are you going to go and talk to John? She ain't got time to talk to John about what? At least he lived in my district, but what am I going to talk to him about? Anyway, Fox News reported John Evans is the father of a 14-year-old Avon Evans, who died April 4th after authorities say he was shot and killed in Northeast D.C. Avon's death came 8 years after his older brother was stabbed to death. Here is Mayor Muriel Bowser, whether she planned to meet with the Evans family at all. Watch this from Fox.
Evans' 14-year-old son, Avion, was killed on April 4th, nearly 8 years after his older son was stabbed at the Deanwood Metro Station in 2016. The Evans family went through another loss last May when another son was shot on M Street.
I don't talk about my discussions with families.
And respectfully, I'm not asking you to divulge in any conversations, but do you plan to meet them at all?
No.
Can I ask why?
As I've answered your question. Any other questions?
John Evans tells us he is disappointed in that answer. Now, he has heard from someone with the Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement.
What do you want? Why should... And this woman is a Democrat. I don't agree with anything that she's about. But why does she need to meet with him? It's because he was living in her district. She didn't tell him to live there. And if she met with all the killing in these black communities, she'll be meeting all day, just doing nothing there but meeting. How about moving your family out of those areas? This woman is not responsible for your family. So I don't know why anyone should be upset at her for not meeting with him. Well, why the man? How the man should have moved his family out of there when the first son, according to report, was killed. Amazing. I'll get to your calls here in a minute, but I just want to finish this up here. 888-7753-773. It's amazing, a spiritual battle. I saw this very, very interesting story on 60 Minutes last night. I only watched one of the stories. I normally don't watch 60 Minutes. I kind of check in and see what headlines they're going to be dealing with, and then I picked the one that I may be interested in. And I saw this one about veterans and their children, how the men who have been into these different wars, and they come back with what they call, the world called post-traumatic stress disorder. I'm going to comment on that in a minute. But it was very, very interesting how the men come back traumatized like that and the effect it has on the family, on his children. But ladies, do what you want. And I know some of you are doing it because you want attention, you want money. Stop putting your business out online. You shouldn't be putting it out there, period, but especially online. You don't understand the depths of how evil human beings are. And all human beings, there's not one that's not evil until they start to work on themselves to overcome evil with good. And human beings get a thrill out of hurting other human beings. They call it life. They have no love, and they can care less for you. So stop putting your little business out there. That's my best suggestion, but do what you want. And women are putting their stories out there like not going nor. They need men to guide them away from this kind of stuff. Here's from X. Many women are sharing their stories online of their partners abandoning them shortly after giving birth. Watch this from X.
I was struggling with postpartum depression, so my partner thought that I was asking for too much when I was asking him to be home and spend time with me and love his son and be there for me. But because I wasn't doing the dishes or doing the laundry or making him food, I wasn't a good enough partner and I was asking for too much. And he didn't want to be, like, do things like boyfriend girlfriends do. Like, he didn't want to snuggle or cuddle or, like, love me or tell me that I was beautiful or tell me that he was proud of me. And if he sees this or if his friends see this, you know that I'm right. You know that's exactly what happened. I have the most beautiful son. But I'm still postpartum depressed. I'm still struggling. So I hope he's happy.
Murder! Murder! Why would a man want to say or deal with that? That all that stuff she's doing is not even necessary. And she's doing it to get false sympathy. Ain't no man got time for all that. Cut that out. And he is not responsible to stay home and hear you carry on like that. That's evil. Who want to hear that? Ladies, cut that out. You don't have to do that. If you didn't overreact to whatever postpartum depression is, if you didn't overreact to it, it wouldn't be like that. And then you want some man to stay home and watch that mess. He's not responsible for you. You're responsible for you. Amazing. And now that she put that mess online for the rest of her life, and she up there looking silly. And trying to make the guy feel bad that he didn't stay with her and put up with that. He didn't make her have a baby out of wedlock either. It takes two to tangle. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. You and me. It's never just one-sided, folks. There are two sides to every story. And if you didn't take sides, it wouldn't matter anyway. And ladies, so I'm thinking of this baby that she was holding there. Just think about how traumatized that baby got to be spiritually. Innocent baby she's holding in her arms, and if she doesn't change, all that emotional crap. I'm postpartum. If she doesn't change, she's going to destroy that baby and recreate that innocent child in her image. And women, not all, they love getting a reaction. They love being rude and impatient and nasty to get a reaction so they can feel better. All ego, all vanity, it has nothing to do with love, and it doesn't have to be. Here's a perfect example of that. Just to get a reaction, mess. Watch this from YouTube. Being rude to dad just to get a reaction. Watch this from YouTube.
Can you just go away? Seriously. No.
Don't talk with dad,
dad. See there? The little kid, no, don't talk to dad like that. The kid is already being affected. She doesn't care. Long as she get a threer. As long as she get a threer. 888-7753-773. It's Female Monday. You can be free, folks, or you can stay in your hell. I set before you life and death. Choose life. Back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, on your welfare. It can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Amazing. So listen up. There's a line open at 888-77-JESSE. Men's Forum this coming Thursday night. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, it's the first Thursday of every month. Come on down. Those meetings are amazing because there's no recording, no video, no nothing, and it is open forum. At 7 p.m., men, all men are invited. And then we're about to put out a brand new newsletter, paperback newsletter, at no cost to you. If you would like a copy of it, go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663, and say, hey, I want a copy of the newsletter. It's no cost for everyone, all right? And we are located in Los Angeles, California. A lot of people don't know we're in Los Angeles. We are in Los Angeles. Thank you, Nick. We're in L.A. Always been here. So go to RebuildingTheMan.com/subscribe and apply for, you know, just say, hey, mail it to this address. We'll get it to you. Amazing. Let me go to Jaden out of California. Jaden, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, well, Jesse, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, nice. I've been watching your show for a long while. I've been calling in like a year now.
And, amazing.
Yeah, but I stopped doing the silent prayer for a little bit. But okay, I got a question. So you say that relationships are supposed to be like transactional, right? With no emotion.
They're supposed to happen naturally, and not based on, not you trying to make it happen.
What? Okay. Well, I need help with this one. Basically, me and this girl, we like to argue a lot, right? And I know you're not supposed to argue, but like, I think I'm addicted to arguing. I really like doing it. It's really hot. And I prayed to God. I did the prayer where you say, like, God, if she's not the one, like, remove her from my life. And then she came back. Do you think that's? Am I like tripping?
Yeah, you're tripping. Let her go. Why do you like?
Really?
Yeah. Why do you like arguing? I mean, the fact that you're already arguing and you're not even married, ain't no way a marriage going to, you and her are going to have a good marriage.
But Jesse, she's my like soulmate. I don't know if you believe in soulmates, but we're like the same person, Jesse. We're like the different, like, bro. The reason I like arguing is because it makes it feel more alive. Like, I know it's a thrill, but that's what makes the relationship feel like it's real.
I understand that. What the? Well, and so your question for me is what?
Okay, so why do you say that relationships are supposed to be like like passionate and everything when in the Bible, the Song of Solomon is like a very passionate like love letter to his wife about how he likes to like kiss her and stuff. But you say you're not supposed to like kiss your wife for a long time. You're not supposed to do all that. But I believe, like, you know what I mean? It makes it feel like real.
But that real feeling is a fake feeling. Emotions are not, you feel them in your body, but it's not real. It's an illusion. It's not really you. And it's never going to work for the good.
But every relationship I've been in, I've tried doing your thing where you
said, remember Solomon, he had tons of wives, right? One was never enough.
Yeah. But there's a whole book in the Bible about it.
And remember, it was his downfall. It wasn't his good.
Oh. But Jesse, what's the point of a relationship then?
To make,
you don't believe you're
supposed
to, you like,
want to
get, form a
if
bond?
You want, if you want to, if you want to make children, if you want kids, the only reason to get married is to make children. If you don't want to have children, there is no reason to get married.
What about having an in-depth relationship where you share your real self with that person?
That's never going to work.
What do you mean? Why not?
Because most people don't know who their real self is. Is that what you said? Most people don't know who their real selves are? I don't know. No one know who they are, so it's not going to work.
But I know who I am.
Are you emotional?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you like being that way?
I don't know if I like it, but I'm addicted to it.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it makes me feel real. I tried doing the no ego thing. I tried listening to your silent prayer. I did it for months, and I just didn't feel like I was alive at that point.
Well, don't. I understand. Don't do it until you're ready to overcome the false you, because all that emotion is not, you're not alive. You're dead and don't know it. And it feels like life, but it's really death.
But okay, so Jesse, why do you think every other Christian disagrees with you and they say you're supposed to get married to soul bond with the person?
Because they're lost and they can't see.
Of course, bro. Yeah, I knew you said that. Wow, man. Okay, that's I guess I'm not ready to overcome.
Yeah, just stay in your hell until you're ready to overcome. All right.
I've heard you say that to other people, but it sucks being said that to me.
All right, buddy. Good to hear from you, Jaden. 888-7753-773. That's one line open. Lily, a first-time caller out of the United Kingdom, heard around the world. Hey, Lily.
Hello there. How are you, Jesse?
All is well. How are you?
I can't believe I'm live on air. Thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Go
ahead.
Yeah,
ask a question, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. So I was living with my mother and my father. Unfortunately, my dad passed away, and my mother nearly passed away on the same day, but luckily she kind of survived. And then after that, I've kind of been living with her, feeling guilty, really. And I've been going away. And when I go away, she kind of says to me that I don't love her. I'm abandoning her. And I'm just wondering, you know, I'm trying to forgive her. And can I forgive her while I live with her? And she says these kind of things to me. Or do I should I prioritize, you know, moving away, which is something that I feel like I need to. I feel like I can't escape, you know?
Absolutely. Forgive her for what she's done to you and is still doing. And God will release you from her hell, and you will have no guilt, and you will be able to either stay if you want to or leave if you want to. But you will not feel guilty either way. You are not responsible for her at all.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 25 right now.
Oh, okay. And why haven't you already forgiven her?
I guess it's just the guiltiness, you know? It's what I get told.
Get told by who? Your mother?
Yeah.
But your mother's evil. She doesn't love you. It's about her. She doesn't care about you at all, because if she cared about you, she would set you free.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you, Jesse. Yeah.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
I have been doing the silent prayer. I've been finding it difficult. You know, I'm trying to monitor my thoughts. But yeah, mainly doing it at night. But I guess I've been watching you and you've been saying do it morning and night. So I definitely need to be a bit more regular with it.
Yeah, do it every morning, every night. And then during the day, sometimes if you get caught up in your head, practice coming back to your body, being aware of your body. And God is with you. And you'll be able to live your life. You are not. There was a guy at our fellowship yesterday. I think he was like 40-something. I thought he was younger, but I think he told me he was 40-something. Right, James?
Mm-hmm.
And 48. Huh?
48.
Wow. And his mother has made him feel guilty, and now he's stuck with her, raising her.
Yeah.
But mothers are evil, and they are about themselves. They care nothing about the children. So forgive her, and then if you want to move out, move out. If you want to stay, stay, but let it be your choice and not out of guilt. You have no reason to be feeling guilty.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Jesse. I appreciate you. We're definitely going to move out for sure, I think.
Let me know how it goes, all right? How it goes.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. God bless, Jesse.
You too. Men and women, your mothers and or grandmothers, most of the time it's the mothers. Once in a while you hear someone say their father did it, but that's rare. Your mothers and grandmothers are evil for making you feel guilty and making you feel that you're somehow or another responsible for them. You're not. And I know a lot of people now, a lot around the world, that are not having their life. They're not living their life because they're stuck with their mothers and our grandmother. And then if they do try to move away and have a life, they got to haul her along with her. You're not responsible for your parents. And the clue is you're doing something you don't want to do is when you have the guilt. That's not love. If you were free and if you wanted to help, you would. If you don't, you don't. But you wouldn't feel anything about it either way. Go have your life. Can you imagine getting stuck with your mama all your life? What the? Everyone I know and everyone I've ever met who have been stuck with their mother, you can see that they're weak individuals. They have not developed mentally, emotionally, or physically because they're doing something they hate doing. Even though they try to tell them, I love my mom, I'm going to take care of it. No, you don't. You absolutely don't. 888-7753. I want to give you one quick example, and then I get back to the calls and your super chats. I want to give you one quick example of how men are as bad as the women. And the reason for this is that they have not overcome the mother's nature. They have the mindset and emotions of a woman, and so they act and do just what a woman does, and they think that is normal. It's an abnormal nature, but they just don't know. Watch this from X.
What scares me about the MAGA movement, petrifies me really, is that I can come on here and say that I'm a lifelong Republican, which I am, who's voting for Joe Biden, which I am, because Trump is a pathological liar, which he is, and their only response is that I must be a plant or an op or that I'm getting paid. I'm a stay-at-home dad. I've never made a cent from any social media account ever. But the fact that y'all have been so immersed in your Fox News ecosystem that you can't tolerate a single voice of opposition, well, that scares me because you're not listening. And that is always the beginning of the end.
Doesn't that sound just like a female? No wonder he's a stay-at-home mom. That's his mother in him. He doesn't know it. Isn't that amazing? All his complaints are just like a female. You must, men and women, you must return to the Father. You must return to the Father. Otherwise, that nature of your mother would dwell in you and would drive you. You would be jealous and envious and strife and revenge, emotional, just like a woman. Just like a woman. And women, you're going to be just like your mother. Unhappy, emotional, and trying to make men cater to your emotions, which is hell. It's not good. It is finished. You can return home to the father now. Super chat.
Super chats.
Toward the end of the show last week, on Friday, William on YouTube said, I need help. Someone close to me who is struggling with drinking. I need to help someone who's close to me struggling with drinking. What drives them not to be able to stop?
Repeat that.
I need to help someone close to me who's struggling with drinking. What drives them not to be able to stop?
I don't know. I would have to talk to that person, but I would want to know, why do you feel the need to help them? And how can you help somebody stop drinking if they don't want to stop drinking? Uh-huh. But the question is not quite clear, and I don't know what the other person's thinking, but thank you.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Chris Circa says, my answer to last week's or this week's biblical question, which was last week, which are you most interested in, being something or doing something?
Let's see here. Which are you most interested in, being something or doing something?
I've never really been interested in being something, but always in doing something. I used to make music and wanted to make music to entertain people, but I never wanted to be famous. Doing, building, not being a special boy, quote unquote.
Thank you. We dealt with that yesterday. What do you think about this? The answer to that, correct answer.
It was very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know how people act like they're something?
Yeah.
But Jesus really was something.
Yeah.
But he wasn't acting like he was something. He was just doing it.
He was himself. He was really himself. And then as a result of being himself, spiritually like the Father, doing it naturally follow that. Because whatever your nature is, that's what you're going to do.
Indeed.
But if your nature, it's like when we overcome our old nature, then we become who we really are, right? And then doing naturally follow that. I think most people say doing because it feels better. It's a false sense of being something when you're doing something, even though what you're doing is wrong.
And it's harder to do it if you're not actually being it.
Right.
What a pain.
What was your answer?
Don't even ask. It was doing something. I like doing stuff.
Amazing.
But I wasn't thinking about something in the terms of like a meaningful something. So I was just thinking whatever, you know.
You didn't think what?
I was just thinking about boredom.
Oh, yeah. Serving the ego.
Moving on.
Thank you.
Evgeny Crosby.
You can check out that from our fellowship yesterday at rebuildingtheman.com/church. And we are in L.A., folks. We're located in L.A. What's up? Okay.
Evgeny Crosby with the Diamond Church with Jesse Lee Peterson in one word. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
Piotr bought 5 coffees. Thank you, Jesse and the team, for the best fellowship on this side of heaven. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thumbs up. Thomas.
Thanks for your support.
Thomas bought our coffee. Biblical question. And they're referring to last week's, of course.
I don't have a biblical question this week. I just realized that.
Right.
I hope tomorrow I will.
Nice.
Which are you most interested in, being something or doing something?
And Thomas Cat says, doing something equals is what you be in the moment. To be equals is the devil's thinking and making titles like them degrees, peoples. Beta! !!
I didn't understand it. Read it a little clearer.
Doing something is what you be in the moment. To be is the devil's thinking and making titles like them degrees, peoples. Beta.
Thank you.
Yeah,
amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Smell your hands, Groiper, over on Cozy.tv.
Cozy. C-O-Z-Y. Where Christ is king.
Caught church after the stream ended saying, "Replay, gang. I'm sweating like a slave."
I noticed now that I'm standing closer to the light. All those lights. And I have my jacket on. Maybe I should not wear a jacket.
Maybe.
If I'm a stand.
Might be a good idea.
But thank you. I was sweating like a slave. I was like, what the? Thank you.
Steven Absolution over on IG. We were streaming church on Instagram, Rebuilding the Man. So happy I tuned in.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Steve bought 3 coffees. Hey, Jesse, fellowship yesterday was amazing. Please keep up the good work. And what does the Great White Hope have to say today?
Let me check. I'm glad you asked.
From this day forward, it's going to be only America first.
Amazing. America first.
Nice. Someone
thank you.
Very generous 17 coffees with no message. Thank you.
Thank you.
Soul Conscious 5 coffees. Jesse, thank you for the amazing Sunday's church service. I can honestly say that I have 0 friends since being born again. The world unconsciously hates God's children. Amazing.
Yeah, we mentioned this yesterday in the fellowship as well. Stop immediately. Do what you want. But when you wake up, when you go and forgive and you can see, and it's like a load been taken away from you off your shoulders, right? And you want to run and tell somebody else. You're happy, and you're wanting them to have the same happiness you have found by waking up. And you run and tell your mama, you tell your brother, your sister, your friends, your wife, your husband, your church members, and they turn against you. And you're like, what the? Stop preaching. Don't tell anyone. Unless they ask. And just quietly live your life and overcome it. And then the right people will see something in you and they will ask. And then you can help them. The right words will come. But a lot of people are feeling alone because I'm not telling you no, do it just to keep them from turning against you. That's going to happen anyway. Your family members and your friends and everybody going to turn against you because the darkness in them will not light the light in you. But just wish them well. Don't chase them. Don't be angry about it. But stop trying to preach. The right time will come, all right? Thank you.
No more thoughts about a coffee. I listened to church and the devil kept bringing fear and doubt. The thought was something like, what if I don't really want it? And thoughts about pretending to want it and no way to change. Hopelessness and fear came with it, but I saw right after that didn't come from me. All thoughts are truly lies.
All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Quick break. Thank you all we'll finish those and your phone calls when I come back. I can't believe the hour gone, but it is 2 more hours to go, though. One line open, 888-7753-773. Quick break. Hake is coming in with the hate news. Not the fake news, but the hate news. And I'll be back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Rage to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
There's a lot of college drama. over the Gaza drama, and there's drama over the college drama. What a mess. And there's Middle East mess going on. Sleepy Joe, not going to help out. Probably going to hurt more than he helps. Am I right? Whole lot of severe weather. Tornadoes ripping through parts of America. This is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. Female Monday, April 29th, AD 2024. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News. And JLP will be back for hour two to your calls. Men's Forum is this Thursday, guys. First Thursday of the month. That's May 2nd, 2024, 7 p.m. at Bond and Los Angeles, rebuildingtheman.com/events. By the way, a hat tip to cozy.tv/JLP. Did you know that you can go on, click the headphones thing inside of cozy.tv and listen to it without using up too much data? It's pretty cool. I recommend checking it out. Cozy.tv/JLP. Just a nice handy little tip. Hope that helps somebody. College drama. CNN and the far left female run out. Let the skim report. U.S. colleges have been using law enforcement along with academic suspensions and, for at least one school, expulsion to warn against participating in violent pro-Palestinian demonstrations. Not all have been violent. Most of them are mostly peaceful, right? A demand, central demand of many protests is that universities divest their funds from Israel-linked companies and support a ceasefire in Gaza. So far, many universities have refused to budge. Some experts doubt the effectiveness of such a campaign. Also, over the weekend, students and children staged a display of solidarity, communist buzzword, at a demonstration in southern Gaza. Wow. To express gratitude for the support they saw on U.S. college campuses, those dirty protests on college campuses where they're camping out in tents in recent weeks. What a mess. But as universities are cracking down on these anti-war protests, say the ladies at the Skim, more are emerging. It's been nearly 2 weeks since students at Columbia University began setting up an encampment to protest the war in Gaza. They've demanded their school divest from companies that, quote, profit from Israeli apartheid. Come on, apartheid for all. Genocide and occupation in Palestine. Drama, huh? Amid reports of anti-Semitism. Drama on the other side. Columbia's president, I think that's, is that the Egyptian woman? Manoush Shafiq? I think she's the one who called the NYPD to clear the encampment, leading to over 100 arrests. Students at other universities followed suit with more than a dozen demonstrations surfacing at other campuses. Student encampments have popped up. Some of them are not even students, I heard, but at schools across the country, Emory University, Brown University, Yale, USC, University of Southern California down there in the ghetto, and more. Police have shown up at more campuses, some campuses wearing riot gear, and have physically engaged with demonstrators. At least 800 people have been arrested since the protests began. At least 275 of those arrests happened this past weekend alone. Wow. One expert said it's not surprising that Columbia's protests inspired more demonstrations at other campuses because there are a whole lot of bandwagoners, copycats, followers, considering its proximity to national media and coverage of arrests, by the way. Unclear when and if student protests will slow down. Severity of the police responses fueled conversations about balancing free speech and safety on the campuses. One school, USC, University of Southern California, canceled their main commencement graduation, as you heard last week, ceremony citing safety concerns. Tensions on college campuses have been high following the start of the Israel-Hamas war. Maybe we should kick them all out of our universities in America. Wouldn't that be nice? Amid reports of anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. What does a Christian country care about any of that stuff? These tensions appear to be reaching a boiling point as a wave of degenerate student demonstrations interrupts degenerate campus life. What a mess. Crooked Joe Biden spoke to Israeli Prime Minister based Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu on the phone on Sunday to discuss the release of hostages in Gaza. We'll see what happens with that. Don't have high hopes. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2. ¶¶
had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. You can get involved. There's one line open at 888-777-5773, 888-77-JESSE. My no biblical question this week. Not yet. It's just Monday. Nothing has hit me yet. You can get, if you're busy and you just don't have the time to sit and watch the show, of course, you can podcast. But you can be listening while you're working out, making breakfast, lunch, and dinner, upset because Kristen Noor shot her own dog, according to a report, or mad at Donald Trump because of whatever. You still can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 641-793-1500, 641-793-1500. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or rebuildingtheman.com. Rebuildingtheman.com. It's Monday. And every Monday is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to a first-time caller out of Georgia. Georgia on my mind. Lily, first time caller out of Georgia. Lily, welcome to the show. Lil.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Lil.
Well, yeah. Hi. You and I counseled together 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
I'm the Mother Teresa of employers.
Amazing.
Remember, I hired all my family. I hired my friend whose husband was a drug addict. I hired my, these are all high school friends. Her husband was out of work. I hired, I have four sisters. Three of them worked for me. On and on and on. Now none of them, or they barely speak to me. And I was a very nice employer. I was, you might say, someone might say, well, what did you do? No, I was very nice. I was very generous. They could come and go when they wanted. And now they all badmouth me. You helped me so much in our one-on-one because I go there and think about how hurt I've been and what a burden I've been to my husband. And I love men, by the way. I've been able to dismiss those thoughts to the point where I'm not on my antidepressant anymore. And it's, as you would say, it's been amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah, but I would love to hear you talk more about families and fake love. Big, huge Irish Catholic family I come from. we were always, blood is thicker than water. You defend each other. And they'll defend the person on the street that they don't know, and they'll go to bat for that person. But not one has stood up for me. My niece worked for me. She stole from me. She lied about me, gossiped about me all over my hometown. And I just would love to hear you talk about that a little bit more. I don't really have a question. I'm sorry.
You want to hear about the fake love in the family?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Number one is that everything you did for all those employees, the people you hired, your neighbors, your family member, and all that, that was fake love. You did it because you wanted them to see you in a certain light. You wanted them to see you as a good person, a given person. And you wanted that so you can feel good about yourself, right? With a fake feeling. And so they didn't care about you either. They took advantage of your weakness, and they never loved you. And so there's not one family that has family members that love one another. It's not real love. It's emotional love. And emotional love is evil. It's all ego. It's all vanity. It has nothing to do with God. It's all about self. And Satan is the God of emotional people. So you never loved them, and they never loved you. And that's why you did it. So when they treated you the way they treated you, turned against you, gossip about you, doing all that, it hurt your feeling because you expected them to treat you the way you had treated them, and none of it was real. And so just be glad to see that. And don't be angry about it, and keep your eyes on you, but don't judge yourself. Watch the thoughts and the feelings. Just watch them, and God will take them away from you and give you real love, a brand new nature, which is his nature, which is real love. And real love don't need love or anything from anyone.
Okay.
So don't be mad at the people that did that to you. They could not see either. They was told that emotions were love, that family are just family this and family that. And it put the wrong kind of pressure on family, because when you do that, you're expecting something from the family.
I get it.
You want them to act a certain way, be a certain way, and then they're expecting something from you. It's like a marriage. When you get married, you're expecting something from your husband, and he's expecting something from you, and all you get is war. You just catch hell. But if you have no expectation from anyone, you'll be fine.
And I hear that, and boy, do I owe my husband an apology for years of being that emotional woman.
Have you apologized to him yet?
I think I have, but I'll apologize again.
Have you apologized to him yet?
He's listening on the computer. Let me open the door and ask him if I've apologized.
No, you know, you know the answer to it. Don't ask him yet. Have you apologized to your husband for dumping all your hell on him and not respecting the order?
No.
And why not?
Because I didn't see it until I listened to you. I thought the whole kit and caboodle was about me running the show.
Yeah, I understand that. You didn't see it. And that's the problem with human beings. Until God allowed us to see, and he only allowed those to see who want to see. You just didn't know. You just didn't see. You didn't know. And now that you do know, apologize to him and continue to work on yourself. He is not to blame for any emotions you have, so-called good ones or bad ones. You were already screwed up when he met you.
Totally.
Yeah, so apologize and just work on yourself. I'm telling you, your life will be amazing. It'll happen on its own. Because God would guide it, and your life is already created, is what it is, And if you just relax and let it happen, it's going to be mind-blowing. And get rid of those people who have turned on you. Wish them well. Don't be angry at them. Wish them well and don't have anything to do with them.
Jesse, this is my honor. I just thought of this. Do I owe those people an apology?
No.
Who worked for me?
No.
Okay.
No, just be glad you be glad that you can see who they really are and realize just as you couldn't see, they couldn't see and can't see. So just wish them well and move on with your life.
Got it. I can't thank you enough.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
I'm going to hang up and apologize to my husband, but I'm going to keep listening to you.
Right on. And good to
hear.
I
think you're so wise and brilliant, and I thank you so much.
You're welcome. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. All right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Amazing. You know, I do counseling by phone, Skype, or in-house, and the stories I've heard around the world, what the devil is doing through human beings, mind-blowing. Mind-blowing. It's like every human being, there's not one, is possessed by evil. And they don't know it. They call it post-traumatic and loneliness and all this, but it's pure evil in the mind and emotions. And it's weird. I mean, when I say weird, it's not without understanding now, that the world push emotions as good. And they're pushing evil. They're worshiping the devil. And they're calling him God. Is it Caleb? I gotta wait for Sean. Caleb on one out of Georgia. Caleb, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How are you doing this Monday?
All is well, Caleb. Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm 24. I'm young. I'm pursuing ministry. I've really felt the call to it. And, you know, Jesse, I'm looking out at my peers and there's a lot of off, like, young pastors coming up. You've got, like, guys living in sin. You've got homosexuals. I mean, as you'd say, they're betas. But I was just wondering if you have any advice for the next generation of, like, pastors and ministers coming up.
So you say that you are a minister, you say?
Yes, sir.
And how do you know that you are?
Well, right now I work at a church, and I've really felt God's called me to ministry, so that's what I've been pursuing.
And what did that feeling feel like when God called you?
For me personally, it was I knew I couldn't do anything else. Like I specifically felt God, and He gave me a burden to help other people. Kind of like, I don't want to say that I'm called to save people, but I'm called to lead people to Jesus, to the Father who will save them. And I've been, like, that burden's been put on my heart.
And what did that feeling feel like?
I mean, personally, it's felt like, I don't want to say overbearing, but it's like a great pressure. Like, I feel like it influences every decision I make in my life. I've never been able to get away from it.
And why do you think that is from God?
That's a great question. I think that just such a burden like that couldn't come from anything else, personally.
But God doesn't put burden on people. God's burden is easy. His way is a light. That's why He said, take on His way. He doesn't put burdens on anyone. Only the devil does that, or pressure.
I mean, you're right. I can't argue with that.
So why do you think that is from God then?
You know, I guess that's what I've been told.
Who told you that?
I've never questioned it.
And why not?
I mean, just everyone. I mean, I guess when I think about, like, my pastors, my leaders in my life, I've always heard, like, oh, God's put a burden on you, and I've never questioned that.
So they told you God put the burden on you?
Yes, sir.
They lied to you? Because one thing I can promise you, without a doubt, if God, whatever God wants you to do, he's not going to tell someone to tell you. He's not going to put a burden on someone else to tell you or you. It'll just be clear and without a doubt with no emotions at all.
So I guess how did you know
you have believed into a lie and those people lied to you? Have you forgiven your mother?
I have actually.
You told her?
Yes, sir.
And what did you say to her?
I've forgiven her for every the way I was raised. I'll be honest. I don't agree with everything I was raised, the way I was raised, but I have specifically told her I forgive you for the way things turned out.
And what did she say?
She didn't take that well, Jesse, I'll be honest.
And how did you feel about that?
It definitely created some distance there.
Meaning what?
I don't know how great our relationship is. just being honest, the more I've tried to pursue God and come back to the Father, I definitely think that connection with my mother has definitely lessened a little bit.
Nice. And have you forgiven your father for not protecting you from your mother?
I don't think I have.
And why not?
I know I haven't. I've never thought of him not protecting me from my mother.
When you were growing up and she would be on you trying to impose a will or whatever she was doing, and you would ask your father to help you deal with her, what would he say?
He never really did much. He wasn't around that much. He worked a lot, put a lot of hours in, so he wasn't at home a good amount growing up.
And so you never asked him to help you deal with your mother?
I never did, no.
And why did you talk to him whenever you did see him about those things?
I guess I never thought about that. As a child growing up, I never thought about my mother imposing her will on me.
Here's what I recommend. Do what you want. Those people that told you God called you, God put a burden on you and all that crap, give them the finger and you start working on your life. And I'm telling you, your life will happen naturally. It will be no thoughts about it. It will just happen naturally. Are you doing the silent prayer or are you doing the other hoop and hollering prayer?
No, I am doing the silent prayer, Jesse.
Well, stay with the silent prayer and stay out of thought and just take it one day at a time, one moment at a time. But you got to go and forgive your father, too. Is he still with your mother, your father?
He is, yes.
So have a talk with your father and just ask, are you living with them?
I am not.
Well, okay. Ask your father, why didn't he protect you from your mother?
And then
forgive him. So for now, take a break about the ministry thing, because those people that told you that, they're just emotional, and they don't know what they're talking. I promise you, they have no idea what they're talking about. And then just let God guide. He'll guide you, man. It'll be clear, too, all right? So relax with that. Relax from that idea for now. Continue to do your work and do what you're doing and do the silent prayer, and the Father will guide you. But you got to forgive your earthly father as well.
All right.
Let me know how it goes.
I will. I'll keep you updated, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Bye.
You have a blessed one.
You too. Thank you. Amazing. If somebody is telling you that God calling you to be a minister, shake your head at them and walk away. God is with you. He's not a dummy that he's going to tell somebody else something to tell you. Just think about it. God is God. Why can't he just tell you? And that happens a lot in the churches, too. God told me to tell you. So why didn't he tell me? Let me go to Danny out of Michigan. Danny, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well, Danny.
All right. Can you hear me all right?
Loud and clear.
All right, good. So I have a question for you. I listen to the show quite frequently, and I've heard you say before that you used to pray a lot and that you used to do normal prayer a lot, that you used to pray in tongues. And I even remember you said it would get on the neighbor at the apartment. They would wonder what was going on with you.
Yeah, the manager lived across the hallway from me, and I would get up and do that so-called praying in tongues thing. And he was like, when he would see me leaving my building sometime or going in and out of the building, he's like, Jesse, what's wrong with you? What's going on? I'm like, what the?
Okay. So my question is, during that time period in your life, when you did that, at that time period, did you have a firm belief that Jesus was God? Or why did you pray in that name?
I never believed Jesus was God at all. I never believed that.
No. And then did you ever worship in church and service and sing songs to Jesus?
I did.
And when you sang those songs, you didn't have a personal belief that he was God. So why did you sing those songs? Why did you worship him? If you don't believe he's God.
Because first of all, I was young. I was growing up in the church. I was told that. But I've never believed that he was God. There's nothing that says that he's God.
Okay.
Do you believe he's God?
Well, I do, but I also
Why do you believe he's God?
I will tell you, Jesse, and I'm glad you asked. I'm very glad you asked. Because in Matthew 4:7, when the devil tempted Jesus and he asked him to cast himself off of the cliff, Jesus replied to him, tempt not the Lord your God, for it is written.
And that told you that he was saying he was God?
Well, unless the Bible is full of lies, and then if we believe the Bible is full of lies, we cannot really call ourselves Christians.
So are you believing that, you don't believe that he was saying he can't tempt God or no one can tempt God to do anything?
Well, that's why I wanted to talk to you, because I believe you do have a lot of insight into it. I would like to understand how you interpret it.
Where in that scripture you read does it say I'm God?
Well, tempt not the Lord thy God. Well, if you're talking to me and you tell me to do something and I respond back to you, don't tempt God. Well, then you're going to think I believe I'm God.
Right? Amazing.
Because you wouldn't say that to a person or to any entity.
And so your question for me about that is what?
Well, how do you interpret it? If you believe the Bible is true and you read that scripture, how do you interpret it?
He was saying to the devil, we do not tempt God. He can't tempt God to prove anything, to do anything, and we shouldn't tempt it. Jesus was saying that he didn't want to tempt God.
So he was saying, personally, I'm not going to tempt God, but then why would he not phrase it like that? Why would it not be phrased? The devil, I'm not going to allow you to have me tempt God. Why would he say it is written?
Because the devil was trying to get Jesus to tempt God, but Jesus said, no, Señor, no, I'm not going to do that. He's not going to listen to the devil.
Okay. Well, at least you had a convincing argument, and I believe that you are very firm and you have a very good base for your beliefs and your understanding. I do not agree with you, but I definitely always like to hear your insight on things.
Thank you, Danny. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a nice one.
All right, buddy. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to first-time caller Bob out of New York. Bob, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Bob.
Yes, hello, Jesse. Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
So I have a question about the schooling system. I'm from Romania, and
I came here when I was about 3 or 4, and I've just noticed a lot of changes, but I kept on going back in summertime to Romania. But when I started schooling here, I was about 7, so I started school at PS 39 at about 7, 6, 7, and that was about 3rd or 4th grade. And like the schooling system, like the math I was doing in kindergarten. And I'm just trying to say, like, how do we bring back, you know, like mathematics, science, you know, like the basics that we need to learn in school that will help us in the future?
By starting a private school or a good home school and giving competition to the public school, I guarantee you, if the public school had real competition, it would change. But they have no competition right now.
Because when I was born, I was born in it was communist country until 89. And now you
live in a communist country.
I'm seeing, yes, a lot of hallmarks, in the past couple of years.
Yeah.
And it's crazy that a lot of people don't know. It's like when I came here, my parents sacrificed a lot,
How old are you now?
I am 36.
So you've seen the change. And one of the other primary problems in the public school system is that they have allowed women to take over. They have female principals and so-called vice principals and teachers and coaches, female.
And a lot of Soros bought ones, yes.
And there's no way, women were not created to lead, they were created to follow.
Of course.
And so they're
emotional.
Yeah, and so hell worked through the woman, and they know it, and they're using the woman for destruction.
Well, yes, listen, the educational system, comparison to this one here, they taught us about, the oldest Bibles, which is the Ethiopian Bible and the Assyrian Bible, and, that's where the Hebrew Bible comes from, and so on and so on, that we know so far, but... Yeah, it's just amazing how many things were taken out at, the Council of Nicaea and everything,
in our country, they need to rebuild the family. They need to, men need to take over again. And if men take over again.
From God to man, to man to woman, and from woman to children. Yes, of course. We know this.
Because you can read the Bible until the cows come home, no matter what kind of Bible it is. And if you you don't return to the Father, it's just somebody reading the Bible, and nothing will change. Look at the Christian. Well, Christian read the Bible all the time, but look how screwed up they are.
Yeah, because it's being changed, and some of the basic words that that need to be there aren't there no more, and they're trying to psyop people with How do I say, if you go back and read the translation.
Boys and girls need boys and girls need men teachers. Just like they need the father in the home, they need men teachers in the schools. They need men in the workplace. They need men because that's where the strength is. And until that happens, Bob, it's just not going to, it's going to only get worse. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it. I got to take a quick break. There's one line open now, 888-7753-773. When I come back, more of your phone calls and your super chats. Back in a moment. Have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Or did you order your second or third order of Afro jerky yet? Afro jerky is the right way to go if you're working out or you just don't want to have a heavy meal during the day or you just want something to smack on. Afro jerky. Watch this. People tell me I have a lot of Afro energy. Jesse, what gives you so much Afro energy, they say? Is it energy drinks? No. Is it cigars? No. This Afro jerky. Afro jerky from Big Club, USA. Afro male. And you can have Afro jerky energy too. Amazing. Check it out. You will not be disappointed. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. Pacific time. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com. And James Hake is on fire. He's on fire. And then after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV, he black. Better known as Arkansas. Putting relationships back together again. Joel Friday TV. And after Joel Friday TV, the American Anchor Baby. Energy. Natural energy. Given to him by God. The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon today. Did you catch him on Friday? Flying high. Not off pot, not off fentanyl, but off natural energy. If you didn't catch him on Friday, he airs the show on at 4 p.m. on Friday because he flies a plane. He learned how to fly from Google. Check him out, podcast his show. What's that? What's that hat?
Tar baby hat.
That's a tar baby hat. Nice. Check out our merch at rebuildingtheman.com/store. The amazing tar baby is back. It was bad, but he's back. Amazing. RebuildingTheMan.com/store. The Great White Hope. 888-7753-773. Let me go quickly to the phones here. Let me go to Della. Hey, Della, out of Virginia. Welcome to the show. Hey, Della, you sound far away.
In Virginia.
Now it's clear. Thank you for calling. Good to hear from you.
Oh, thank you. I have a question. I get sometimes these, not sometimes, all the time, thoughts to call my children. We're all close. We're all here in Virginia, so we see each other often. But every day, like if I have time, if I'm working in the garden, I'll get a thought that says, you should call this one. You should call that one. You should call that one. And if I call one and they don't answer, I call the other one. And I'm just wondering, is that normal? Is that the devil?
Should
I not pay attention to that?
Yes, that's 100% evil. It's 100% the devil. And every time you obey those thoughts, you're worshiping the devil. It's not you. They're not from God. And it's not necessary to be calling them like that. You need to get them. And you say you see them sometime anyway. You need to get them space. But no, I want you to test that, Della. Don't call them when the thoughts say call and see what happens. It's going to blow your mind.
Well, that's why I called you, because I want to call them. I'm going to call Jesse.
No, start worshiping the devil.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm doing a silent prayer every day and every night, so feel good about that.
Right on.
Things are going really well. But I have a question. You know the saying, only the good die young?
Right.
So if someone dies and they're older, are they dying on God's schedule or on our schedule as we see time? You know what I mean? Like if someone dies in their 70s or 80s, they can still be good because maybe in God's eyes they should have lived to be 120.
Well,
or do we judge it on numbers? Like if, you know what I mean? I mean, it's a weird question. I've been thinking about it a lot.
Well, first of all, this saying only the good die young, that's a lie. That's not true.
Oh. Well, good.
And then secondly, the body is going to, because the body is in time, the body is going to fade away anyway at some point. And it's all depending on how you take care of the body. And we tend not to take very good care of our bodies when we're young. We eat all the wrong kind of food. We don't get as much rest. We drink and party and carry on. So we rush the destruction of the body when we're young. And by the time you get old, the body's so worn down, it's hard to keep it on earth as long as it could stay. But that saying is just a made-up lie.
Okay. That's all I needed then. Hope you're doing well.
I am. Della, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And don't do what the thoughts say do. And you will have the voice of God guiding you. It will take over when you doubt the devil.
Thank you, Jesse.
I wish you well and good to hear from you.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Rosa out of the Netherlands. Rosa, welcome to the show.
Do you hear me?
Loud and clear, yes.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi.
I had a question. I wanted to know when will we know as human beings when what's right or wrong, or will we never know? That's my question.
When you stop listening to the thoughts and emotions, you shall know the truth.
So eventually you can know the truth.
As soon
as what's right or wrong.
The moment you stop listening to thoughts, in that very moment you will know the truth.
Okay, and I had another question. Can we be God or only be like God as human beings?
You cannot be God.
Okay. Can we be like God?
You can have His, and once you overcome that ego nature, you will have His nature, so you will have the nature of the Father, and yes, you will be like the Father, because you will be the daughter.
Because I was a little bit confused about the question, because there are a lot of people who say sometimes they're God, but that's not possible, as I hear you saying, it's only possible to be like Him.
If they tell you they are God, don't believe them.
Okay. Okay, thank you. That was it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Rosa. 888-7753-773. It's Carolina, man or woman? Oh. It says male. But the name is Carolyn. Is that a woman or a man? Carolyn is a first, it says male here, so. Carolyn is a first time caller out of Texas. Carolyn, it's, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Thank you so much for taking my call, Jesse.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
How's it going? How is your day?
Amazing. Thank you.
Well, so I just wanted to call because my husband and I have recently, you know, been listening to you. We listen to you almost every day. And we've been noticing a lot of the things that you say and how they're real in our lives with, you know, just like our thoughts and intellect and all of these things being of the devil and, you know, guiding us in the wrong way. And so we're in the process. I haven't in person forgiven my mother and father, but they're coming into town and I really want to do that. But we have a baby on the way. We have a little baby boy. He's coming June 13th is his day of delivery. And I feel a lot of nervousness about, you know, how to avoid raising him with the spirit of evil or how to avoid imposing my will on him. And, so I just wanted some advice on that, on like what advice you would give to expecting mothers.
Number one, you got to forgive your mother and your father so you can return to the father. And if you do that, and because you truly see for yourself that you do have this anger toward your parents, especially your mother, and forgive her, God will take the anger spirit away from you, and he will replace it with perfect love, and there will be no way that you can pass on anger to the kids, your kids, because you will only have the nature of love. You'll be fine.
It's just that easy. You don't ever have to struggle. Like, you don't ever struggle anymore with, you know, anger or, you know, any of that.
If you no longer have it, the spirit of anger inside of you, how can you struggle with something that's not in your nature anymore?
Well, I guess you can't.
Right. You're taken away from you because it's a spirit. It has never been you, but when your mother traumatized you, you became angry, escaped into your imagination, and you've been living there all your life, which is darkness, which is death. There's no love in the imagination, no light, only darkness. And he'll bring you out of that.
So what would be your definition of, like, perfect love? Because I've heard you say God's love is dispassionate. But what does that mean?
It means that you no longer have anger, which means you no longer have fear, which means that you no longer play God in your own life, or you don't have any anger toward another person at all, your enemy or anyone, because you realize they cannot see, so you have perfect peace.
Do you ever get angry anymore?
No. How can you get angry if it's not in you?
It seems too good to be true.
God, remember Christ on the cross said it was finished?
Mm-hmm.
He did that for you. All your sins have been washed away, and you're free, but you just don't know it because you've been told by your family member in churches that you're a sinner who you need to be saved, and you're wrong, and you're this, and you have identified with the wrong nature, which is the nature of the devil. The real you.
So,
the real you is already free, but you've been living in not you.
I mean, that makes so much sense. How would you define real love, like God's love?
No anger, no judgment, just the ability to see but not to judge.
And
My last question, thank you so much. I wrote all these down. I've been listening to you for a while. I just wanted to call in. But so why do you think that men marry women if the women haven't, you know, gone through this process yet, and they have this, their father is the devil, and they have this anger and, you know, are imposing their will on the children, then why would men marry women to start a family with them and make all these sacrifices if they know that nothing good is going to come from it?
But the men don't know it because they have their mother's nature, and they're trying to get mother's love, and they're trying to get it through the woman, and it just end up the same battle that their fathers were in. The cycle repeats itself. But if the men were to forgive their mothers and then just seek the kingdom of God, and if God want them to have a wife, he will add it to them, add her unto them, and it'll be perfect. But they don't know what they're getting into, and the women don't know what they're getting into either. That's why and they end up fighting one another because they realize, oh, my God, they're trying to get something they don't have. He's trying to get something from her, and she's trying to get something from him, which is love, and neither one have love.
Do you think that God ever puts people in each other's lives, even if they're flawed, to help each other get out of that evil?
No. God never put flawed people together. God sent his son that you might be perfect in life because he is perfect, and that you would live in the present with him, and he will add all things to you. He doesn't need to make you feel pain about anything. He doesn't need to put something flawed into your life. He wants you to see and be free at all times. He wants you to be one.
This is amazing.
Amazing. Satan is the one that's bringing all the suffering on because no one told you why you were growing up not to be angry at your mother, not to be angry at your father. And that way, if you had never been made to be angry, your parents would not have been able to brainwash you. The schools, the world would not have been able to brainwash you. But you became angry, and you went into darkness, and you lost your innocence.
Yeah. Do you think women have to stay home? Like, we have a house and a mortgage, and do you think that when we have this baby, I should stop working and just be with the baby?
Of course, that's between you and your husband's decision. Your husband made that decision. But the right thing to do is to stay home and raise his children.
And I know you also talk a lot about free will. You don't think that people have free will?
No one has a free will.
So why is there so much debating about it when, like, people, these, you know, Bible thumpers, these Christians, they all debate about free will? And
because they're lost. They're lost and they can't see, and they're trying to make themselves be right, and it's never going to work.
Because there is nothing we've created. It's just whether you are following the devil or God.
Absolutely.
Right?
And anyone that has anger, I don't care who it is, anyone that has anger, Satan is their God, and they're obeying the devil and calling him God. Anyone that has overcome anger is following God. God is your God. You're never in control of anything. You have nothing to do with anything. You never made a decision. You don't know what you want of yourself. You can do nothing. And as soon as you realize that, you can be free.
And if I do have to go back to work for some time, my husband, he works from home, so, like, the baby would be with him. I don't know. I mean, it's just a hard thing. It's really hard with, like, how expensive everything is nowadays, you know?
Yeah, and most parents are not, especially women parents, are unwilling to cut back. They got to have what their ego want, and they don't care about the children, and they don't want to make a sacrifice for the children. I dare you to ask me to cut back, to stay home and raise a child. What the? How's that going to look to my girlfriends? How's that going to look to me? I ain't going to say. You want me to live in a two-bedroom instead of a four-bedroom?
We already live in a two-bedroom, but it's a very nice part of town. So
let me ask because of time. I hope you got all your questions in. Do you obey your husband?
Yes, sir.
And your parents are coming. Will you forgive them when they get there?
I want to. Yeah, I want to say it to their faces because I called them and I said it over the phone. But I don't think I did it right.
Well, once you truly see that you have this anger toward them, and most of the adult and young kids don't resent the father. They yearn for the father. And those who do resent their father is resenting their father with their mother's anger, not because the father did anything to them, but they have identified with the mother, and they resent the father for that reason, but they still yearn for the father. But when you see that you do have to say, hey, I'm sorry for being angry, I realize now you can help yourself. When you see it for yourself, I'm telling you, if you truly see it and you truly see that you're wrong for being angry and forgive them, you're going to see the light will come on, and then the death of the ego will take place.
I think that's exactly what happened, because when I said it over the phone to my mom, and I told my mom and my dad, I told them, you know, I'm sorry for resenting you, and I forgive you guys. They started going into it. My mom started saying, like, oh, well, your dad did this, and, you know, it wasn't all my fault. And she was, like, all defensive, and she was saying, your dad thought you were his aunt and were treating you like his sister, and I had to protect you from him and all this stuff.
What an evil woman.
Yeah.
And you're going to let her come to your house?
Well, she's got to see her grandchild. And
why? She's going to screw up. She's going to do to your child what she's done to you.
I can't stop that.
Yeah, by keeping away from your house.
Yeah. That's a hard one, Jesse. That is a hard one.
Tell your husband to help you protect you from your mother.
Okay. I'll tell him. He's good at that. He's always good at standing up.
Right on. He's there to protect you from evil.
He has protected me from evil already.
Nice.
So much. We've been married 2 years, and I love him so much. He's amazing.
Right
on.
He's
amazing.
Amazing. Well, I got to run. Stay with the silent prayer and forgive your mother and father. And don't feel like you got to let, you know, especially your mother, if she's unwilling to let that anger go. I would just be clear. Hey, I can't let you around my child. You got anger. You're going to do to my child what you've done to me. That's why God said when a man get married, he should take his family far away from his family and her family so that the cycle doesn't repeat itself with the next generation.
Thank you so much, Jesse. We will listen to you every day. I really appreciate you taking my call.
You're welcome. Stay with it. Back in a moment, folks. One more hour to go. Your phone call, Superjet. And hate news coming up.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening, and I started just being more at peace. And I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father, and it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world, but Trump is still winning, at least it looks like. We'll see what happens. Severe weather. Bunch of tornadoes killed, like four people at least, injured a whole bunch. A Kenya dam burst, dozens killed in Kenya. And measles is back. Thanks, Obama, Biden. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Female Monday, April 29th, AD 2024. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back. We'll also get to your super chats in addition to your calls. But first, Hake News, not fake news. Again, after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, thehakereport.com. Then Joelle Friday TV, Monday through Thursday at 11 to 12 Pacific time. That's 1 to 2 Central, 2 to 3 Eastern. American Anchor Baby after him at noon to 2 Pacific time, 3 to 5 Eastern time, right? Nice. Men's Forum, first Thursday of the month, May 2nd. That's this Thursday, 2024, 7 p.m. at Bond and Los Angeles. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, continues to hold an advantage over crooked Joe Biden as their campaigns and Trump's criminal trial move forward, per a new CNN poll. Trump support in the poll among registered voters holds steady, 49% compared to Biden, 43%. The poll conducted among 1,200 random adults also revealed most respondents felt that Trump's term as president was a success, while a broad majority said Biden's has so far been a failure. In an effort to reach potential voters, Crooked Joe poked fun at his own age on Saturday. Isn't that cute? At the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner, which came and went without Hake noticing. He took jabs at his predecessor, our greatest President Trump. Biden last week also offered his most robust commitment to the general election debates, saying in an interview he would be happy to debate Trump. I think Trump said he doesn't really mean that. Severe weather, tornadoes. Millions of people in the central United States are under severe weather alerts today, even, as storms threaten tornadoes, heavy rain, and large hail across several states, according to CNN. The same weather system has killed at least four people, including an infant, that's a baby, following a devastating tornado outbreak in Oklahoma. Forecasts show that unsettled weather is expected to continue across the midsection of the country throughout the weekend. Cities including Dallas and Austin in Tejas, Texas, Oklahoma City and Tulsa in Oklahoma, Wichita and Topeka in Kansas, and then the Kansas City metropolitan area, I guess it's Missouri, are under severe weather watches as storms push eastward across the southern plains. So 18 million people on watch for flash flooding from the storms. There was severe structural damage. Yesterday, Red Cross Oklahoma said they're opening a shelter in Sulphur, which is one of the hardest hit towns by the tornadoes. Unclear how many people remain injured. What a mess. And in Kenya, dozens were killed after a dam burst in southern Kenya today, per CNN, Commie Nonsense Network, sweeping away homes and vehicles as the country grapples with weeks of heavy rains and flash floods. Rescue crews digging through the mud and debris, hoping to find survivors near Mahiu in Kenya's Nakuru County, so said Governor Susan Kihika to CNN, a female governor. Images and videos from Nairobi, which has been badly impacted, show people stranded on rooftops, salvaging what they can from destroyed homes. More than 130,000 people been affected as floods swept through almost half of Kenya in recent months, so said officials. What a mess. Kenya is flooding. Wasn't Dubai flooding last week? And measles is back in America. Thanks, Crooked Joe. 128 measles cases been reported in the United States this year, per latest data from the CDC, the Scared Woman-led Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, not led by Christians, by the way. Measles was declared eliminated in the United States in 2000, but the rapid rise in cases poses a threat that the disease elimination status, so says the agency. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP.
Somewhere in the world today,
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. You also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. I have a quick question for my experts, and they're going to be coming in as I'm opening the show right now. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. So I don't have a biblical question this morning. If the Lord is willing and the creeks don't rise, I hope to have one whenever. Isn't that amazing? So I said you can get involved, right, by calling 888-7753-773. Don't forget to support us on social media. Like, ring the bell, subscribe, follow, and all that good stuff. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram, JLP Talk on X, Cozy and Rumble, cozy.tv/JLP and Rumble, .com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And if you're out and about, you're busy, you're doing whatever it is you're doing, and you can't sit and watch the show, you can call the listen line on your iPhone or iPad at 641-793. You're too tall to be calling it. 793-1500.
Small at heart.
I'm laughing at my producer trying not to walk in front of the camera. 641-793-1500. 641-793-1500. And so it's Monday, and we take all calls, but we take the female calls as they come in. Monday is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
I bet you
all
do.
My life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
What a mess. So listen, before I go back to the calls, I need my expert opinion on this. I have not discussed this with them at all. And I don't know their opinion about it, but when I saw this story, and it was sent to me by one of them, either Hey Joel, my producer, or the anchor baby. And so I watched it, and I'm like, very interesting. And I'm like, I'd like to know my expert's opinion about it. So on my far left and your right is a Hake of the Hake Report. Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11, and one of the experts here. And on his left and your right, Joel Friday TV, he black. Joel Friday TV, he black. And that hey over there is Joel Friday TV, he black. Also the host of Joel Friday TV, Monday through Thursday, right here at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then on his far right, and oh, Joel is also an expert here. And on his far right is my producer, one of the experts here, Sean, amazing. And his far right is Hassan, the audio engineer, and an expert here, better known as, what's his dog name?
Sandy.
Sandy.
Sand N-word.
Ooh. And then on his far right, the American Anchor Baby, host of the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon Pacific time.
You're just saying far right to anything.
Why is that?
Because Sean, it's Sean, to Sean's left is Hassan. And then Anchor Baby is nowhere to be seen.
Let me see how Sean. Oh, Sean's sitting like this, yeah.
Well, on the ball Earth, it is way, way, way to his right. If he keeps on going right, he'll run into him again.
See that Anchor Baby?
To the far right.
We're going to reset the stage up, I mean, the studio up here, so that we can get everybody in at the same time. So, have you guys seen this all by? How many of you have seen Russell Crowe?
I have not.
I mean, not Russell Crowe. Russell.
Brand.
Oh, I saw a portion of it.
You sent it to me?
Or yeah, did you I think it was me. It might have been me. I'm not sure.
Was it you, Sean?
No.
Oh, okay.
You saw it on TV last night.
I sent it to you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I did see it on TV, too, I think. Somewhere on TV, too. But I see it first on, or someone sent it to me. I want to play this, and then I want you guys to comment on it.
Nice.
This is from Fox. Comedian actor Russell Brand recently announced that he's going to be baptized as a Christian. Watch this from Sky News and X.
I'm taking the plunge. I'm getting baptized. At the moment, I'm very curious as to what you who have been baptized feel about it, what your expectations are of the event prior, and what it's actually like. What's been explained to me is it's an opportunity to die and be reborn, an opportunity to leave the past behind and be reborn in Christ's name, like it says in Galatians, that you can live as an enlightened and awakened person. Sometimes I think of non-Christian perspectives on it, like Marcus Aurelius saying, you are already dead, now live the rest of your life properly, or the Buddhist saying, put down the corpse. All of these things seem so inviting and beautiful. I know a lot of people are sort of cynical about the increasing interest in Christianity and the return to God, but to me it's obvious. As meaning deteriorates in the modern world, as our value systems and institutions crumble, all of us become increasingly aware that there is this eerily familiar awakening and beckoning figure that we've all known all of our lives within us and around us. And for me it's very exciting.
Amazing. And then Russell Brand posted this today on X. And I haven't seen this one.
Yesterday, I got baptized, and it was an incredible, profound experience. And many of you will have had your own experiences of baptism and will therefore know what I'm talking about. The truth is this, as a person that has in the past taken many, many substances and always been disappointed with their inability to deliver the kind of tranquility and peace and even transcendence that I always felt I've been looking for, something occurred in the process of baptism that was incredible. Overwhelming, literally overwhelming, because I was obviously underwater and it was the River Thames at some points. So I felt changed, transitioned. I feel as if some new resource within me has switched on. For me, I've made the decision and I know what the decision is. I've made it for myself and I pray that it will be relevant to my family, in particular my children. My wife's Catholic, you know, she's already made her own choices in this life, including this one. This is new for me. I'm learning and I will make mistakes, but this is my path now. And I already feel incredibly blessed, relieved, nourished. My resources are coming from somewhere else and someone else now. I love you so much. I'm so grateful to be surrendered in Christ.
Amazing. Joel, you say?
I think that the mind is a very powerful thing.
Speaking to the mic.
I think that the mind is a very powerful thing, and I think that it makes, you know, we can believe anything and be convinced by it, whether it's true or not. And I think there's an excitement that he has about this thing, and then like the teaching of the world of what it means to do all these things. And I had got baptized at one point, like he did, in the water and at church. And in that moment, I thought that it was like something good. And, you know, I felt a little something, or at least I thought I felt a little something. And it was just based off of a teaching that I heard. And at least it's in the right direction. But I think that, I don't know, it's kind of just like a, it seems like a hippie, like emotional type of stage of Christianity, like the first steps of what they, of people, what people think it means.
Hassan, you say?
Amazing. I love it so much.
And why?
Because he's like a, you know, he's kind of like a thought leader in the culture, and he's like
a what?
Thought leader.
A thought leader?
Yeah.
Oh, that guy's a thought leader?
Well, yeah, I would say so.
What?
I would say so, yeah.
I'm not, I'm just, I've never heard that.
Yeah.
Because I don't know this guy that well. You know what I mean?
You mean that term or about him?
About thought leader and that he was that.
Yeah, he's like, you know, yeah, he's probably like the most popular thought leader type of guru kind of character.
On really?
Like outspoken. Very outspoken.
What's he a thought leader on?
Just a lot of stuff about, oh, nice. Nick is fixing the audio.
Conservative things.
What?
Yeah, so
go ahead.
Yeah, he spent, I would say, the past 5-7 years really being at the head of, like, talking about self-realization and a lot of stuff like that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Politics, too. Political stuff, too, right?
A little bit. He kind of admits that he doesn't, you know, that he doesn't know too much. He doesn't try to, like, but he's definitely been on, like, a journey of you know, ego death and all these things.
Like self-discovery type of.
Yeah. You've been on a journey, ego death?
That's what he talks about, yeah. He's very like.
He's like, I'm dying ego?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm
he
not
says
too,
all.
I'm
he's,
not too
he's,
familiar.
Yeah, he talks about this stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and he's like, he's big. So for him to be talking about, my point is for him to be talking about Christ now and Christianity, I hear what Joel's saying. I agree. It's probably a little bit of maybe some. Thrill, but I still think it's good because a lot of people listen to him, and the fact that he's bringing it back to Christ now after his long journey of everything else he's tried, it's good that that's where he's ending up.
Oh, I thought this guy was a rapper or something.
He's an actor.
What?
He's a well-known actor.
Really?
Yeah. He's pretty funny. He's been in some pretty good movies.
He's like a millennial rapper? I mean, a millennial actor?
I don't know. I don't know about that. I think he might be a little bit older than he might be Gen X. He like moving on.
Why you mention James age and get and start laughing?
I was about to mention James age, but I didn't want to do it.
No, you about to say you're about older than James?
He's 48. Russell Brand is 48.
Yeah, he's Gen X.
So, what's my generation thing called?
Oh, boom.
What the? You say?
He used to be married to that former Christian singer, Katy Perry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And she used to be a Christian
awake.
Singer.
Yeah.
I'm wide awake.
Her first album was a Christian
I'm
album.
In the dark. You say?
I say, that's nice. I've noticed that a lot of, as Hassan said, thought leaders, people who are kind of more independent.
You knew he was a thought leader too?
I never thought
he was a thought leader?
I did know that.
I didn't know.
I never used that term.
I understood what he meant, though.
I never knew, I've never really picked up on that term, but he's definitely like an independent thinker, and a lot of people listen to him. He's big he's big on Rumble, and so he's kind of, he's like one of those liberals who is like conservative friendly.
He's a liberal?
He used to be anyway.
Oh.
Yeah. He did some expose on this Christian, not this Christian, white, this white supremacist type of a guy who was on your show years ago. Because he was involved with like the MTV type stuff, right? So he's been like a, he has a wild past. He used to do drugs. And then he became more and more kind of friendly to the conservatives and independent thinkers.
And what do you think about him and his new baptism?
It does seem like he's kind of excited, and I see him, I just see this as another stage for him in his search, because he's always seemed like somebody who's like searching.
Mm.
And also he is very public about his himself and his life.
And seems why?
Because like. People follow him, and so when you have a lot of followers, why not stay public? I think you get that sort of rewarded, if you will.
If, oh, people,
if
love
people are watching, then
people
he's
love
gonna,
hearing his business.
Yeah.
Oh. And so you say, what about the baptism because of time here?
I don't know. It's nice that he kind of knows what it's supposed to symbolize about dying and then living. But I don't quite get it, and I don't know if he really gets it.
Who was that man he quoted?
Marcus Aurelius or something like that?
Yeah.
You're going to have to ask somebody who knows.
I bet Sean would know.
I don't know much about history.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Y'all heard that before?
No, from you.
You've never heard this song?
No.
Wow. You did?
Yeah, of course. Sam Cooke. I love that track.
You heard that before, Shah?
Of course.
Oh. How about you, Hassan?
No.
No.
Vegas can't be choicey.
I know. I know.
If they sample it in a rap song, then they'll know it.
That's true. That's
what I was about to say.
Change gonna come.
What?
Change gonna come. I know that because it's been sampled a lot.
That's right. Sean, you say to Russia Crow thing, you say?
Russell Brand.
At least he's
not Russell Crow, Russell Brand. Russell Crow must be in my generation.
Yeah.
Pope's Exorcist.
Yeah.
I largely agree with everything these guys have said. I think it's pretty great. At least he's not converting to Islam, you know? But the only part that I didn't like the hand gesture. Did anyone catch the hand gesture when he's like, he put his hand up like this?
And praying to the Lord?
Yeah, it sort of like gave me a signal that he's just doing what his idea of Christianity is.
Well, the legs crossed too is part of that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the...
But he also, being a thought leader, like...
Did you know he was a thought leader?
I did, yeah. He's extremely popular. And he doesn't just talk about himself. He talks about culture and, like, cultural issues. It's not always just about himself.
Oh.
He talks about the world and what's going on in the world.
Because he's thinking about things.
Yeah.
Nice.
And, yeah, I don't see anything wrong with it, you know? It's, I just didn't like the hand motion.
Yeah.
The hand motion threw me off.
Okay.
I think it's a step...
Go ahead.
I think it's a step in the right direction, for sure. Like I said, I think it is like that new stage of Christianity where it's a little emotional, and then you get excited, and you feel like you're a part of something that's life-changing. So I understand those emotions, but it's just like a little bit of a thrill. But I think it's a step in the right direction.
And what do you say, Anchor Baby?
It's been too long.
I had no idea that he was a thought thinker, because I don't know the guy.
I didn't know that either.
I thought when this happened, I thought he was a rapper.
No, not a rapper.
A rapper that gone to Jesus. What do you say about it, Anchor Baby?
It was interesting you said that he thinks that people are looking. That's why there's this resurgence of Christianity. I've noticed a similar thing, a sort of resurgence.
He said that people are looking?
He said that they're seeing the world is empty.
Oh.
What's being offered. I think that's somewhat true. I'm not saying that everyone who's... I think they are saying there's something empty, something's missing, so they're looking for something. I'm not saying they're finding it. You know, they'll go find a baptism, they'll go find some emotion.
But how come I can't see the Anchorman?
I'm off here. I don't want to be all up in their grill. I can't sit. It's just not possible.
Okay. He's in the red.
Oh, I'm loud. Okay. Just go ahead. Watch those levels. But simply this, you know, there was this OnlyFans model who turned Christian, got baptized, I was talking about. And I'll just be quick. To summarize, is it's so clear that we really, what I'm doing here at Bond is so true. Like, we have to watch ourselves because,
Russia Crowe. Russell, I mean, Russell Brand.
I just lost what I was saying.
You forgot what you were saying.
He made me think of something, though.
Who?
Nick. Nick's bringing this up.
You forgot what you were saying?
Yeah.
You know, like Joe Biden?
I was saying that OnlyFans model.
You've been watching too much Joe Biden.
Four more years. Lost. Pause.
I was just saying.
Oh, man. He read the teleprompter. The teleprompter said pause.
Sorry, I just got confused. But I'm
four
just saying
more
that.
Years. Four more years. Pause.
Did you see that thing I just sent you guys about the Biden thing?
No, I mean,
the lowest ranked president in the last 70 years. Anyway.
Look, I remember
real
quick.
He is president. You go ahead.
That OnlyFans model who was turning Christian, I'm just saying that it's clear that we got to watch ourselves because everybody goes through the same things. They go through the same stages. They get into the same emotions. They're like, oh, my God, I found something. I got to teach people.
I still can't see his face. Yeah, I see him.
They get into the emotions. They're like, I have to teach it. I have to tell everybody. They go through the same stages. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it's just clear that I got to keep watching myself. That's all.
Did you know Russell
Brand
is a thought police? a thought
leader.
A thought leader. I did not know that. You didn't know that?
I knew that.
Nick said he didn't know that. You said it did make you think about something.
Yeah. People get excited anytime somebody famous turns Christian. Or is Christian,
right.
Or if somebody's going to be the best. I remember when I was a kid, I got all excited because Evander Holyfield was Christian, and he was going to fight Mike Tyson. Unfortunately, Mike Tyson had already been to prison, so he lost his edge. But I was like, yeah, I hope, God, please make the Christian win. So it's kind of like the Christians joining Team Christian, getting all excited on behalf of some other person's life,
such
as the porn star gal. She's not the first.
What was that about? The thing that Nick just mentioned?
She was a famous, I guess, OnlyFans model that thing is, dirty video woman, who quit it and became Christian.
Oh.
And there was a whole lot of people calling her fake, including your former Fallen State guest, Pearl.
Pearl called her fake?
Yeah.
How come?
I don't know why. I didn't really.
It's interesting that all human beings start out in hell in order to get to heaven. So,
right.
No way around that.
Right.
But it's like.
Whether you're a model like that or whatever that is, or rapper,
thought leader.
Thought leader.
Yeah. It might be kind of smart, though, for the brand of his because people love.
His name is Brand.
I know, for his brand, for Russell Brand.
Was he named Brand before he became Brand?
He was born Russell Edward Brand.
Oh, that's his real name?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm a lot like Russell Brand.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
That's why we're all excited because his son turned Christian.
Poor Russell.
I'm channeling Russell Brand.
He got a dog?
I think he does.
Oh, God. And so are you really like him?
No, I do kind of try to channel him a lot.
Why you be channeling everybody?
You gotta look like a little bit.
I channel different vibes. Possessed. You know what I mean?
Why don't you just channel God? Why are you channeling everybody?
Sure, you're right, yeah.
No, that was a
I'm
question.
I'm kidding around.
What?
I'm joking around.
You the up there channeling Russell?
They got the hair.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't tell him that.
I'm joking around.
He's gonna go home and sit on the floor across his legs.
Like this.
Right. He waiting on God. Last word.
Don't get excited.
Last word.
I think it's kind of smart for his brand because you put a title on Christianity and it makes more people like you. So,
last word, Sean.
God's ways are not mysterious.
That's for sure. Last word, Hassan.
Yeah, I just think it's good when people like Shia LaBeouf or Ryan Garcia, like Hake was saying, these celebrity people,
uh-huh.
I think it's better than nothing to have it be in the mainstream, to You know, Sean said, at least it's not people converting to Islam like Andrew Tate. And I think influence
Andrew
does
Tate
matter.
Is a Muslim? Really?
So yeah. I think it is.
He is?
There's a little bit of a culture war, and I think it's good when there's Christian mainstream influence.
So, oh, okay. Last word, Anchor Baby. And while the Anchor Baby coming in, so are you channeling this man too?
I haven't been channeling him lately.
But you have me. What does channeling mean?
That's a good
question. I channel different vibes, like Steve Jobs. I channel.
And how you do it? How you channel somebody?
You just kind of like, you know, maybe you dress up like him.
WWRB-do. What would Russell Brand do?
Yeah, exactly.
But he's telling everybody how he's going to find himself.
That's true. You're right. No, I'm kidding around.
Oh, you don't do that.
But I do, but.
What?
Let's just keep it moving.
I have a biblical question suggestion.
What? Where's the anchor baby? Oh, he said no last word from me. He'll agree. I don't know what he's agreeing with. But, yes, sir.
Can you ever really know another person?
Interesting question. I almost answered or responded. Would you say that?
I think you can.
When you say that?
To a point, but not really.
When you say that, Hassan, while you're doing your little channeling?
No.
See, you channel everybody.
Not at all.
You said, no, you cannot really know a person?
Not at all.
I'm going to use that as a biblical question then.
Nice.
That's a very good suggestion.
I say no.
You say no?
I say no.
That you can't really, really know a person?
No.
You're blocking my face. It's okay.
I don't see you anyway. Oh, there you are up there.
Yep.
I was looking for him.
Okay.
Next to Joel. You say no, you can't really know a person?
Yeah.
That's the biblical question, folks.
Can you ever really know another person?
Right. That's deep when you think about it.
Doozy.
And you say no.
No, I say I think you can.
You said no.
I said you can to a point, but not really.
And how soon you say?
Definitely no, because like you say, we it takes a lifetime for us to even get to know ourselves.
Especially
so.
If you're channeling.
Yeah.
And Sean, you say no.
I say no.
Okay.
Here it is.
What?
I just want you to see that. So you know I didn't make it up.
Joe Biden is the least popular U.S. president at this point of the presidency in the past 70 years. What?
According to IG.
What?
According to IG. Well. Yeah.
And well?
Yeah, the Instagram.
Wow. Joe Biden family needs to love him and let him sit down. But anyway, my experts, folks, thank y'all. I appreciate it. Amazing. Thank you, Sean. That's a biblical question.
Nice.
Okay, let me go
amazing.
To... Amazing. Amazing. Let me go to... Okay. Is it Sophie? Let me go to Sophie out of Dallas. Sophie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. I just want to let you know that you're so awesome and you make me laugh so much. You're like really, really funny and I just admire how calm and hilarious you are. But
you black?
No, I'm actually, well.
I'm talking about I'm black.
Oh, you're black. Oh, okay. I was like, no, I'm not black.
Oh, but go ahead.
Okay, so I have a question. So I've never
Sophie, hold that thought
sir.
For me. Let me take a quick break.
Sure.
Hold
Thank
that
you.
Thought. 888-7753-773. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. When I come back, we will move your calls and your super chats. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. Welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour, all right? TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then after the Hake, Joel Friday TV, you black. And then the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. Hake, Joel Friday TV, and then the American Anchor Baby back to back. You don't want to miss it. I want to, because of time here, I wanted to get to as many calls as possible and your phone calls, I mean, and your super chats. So go and make a donation and all that at rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-BOND. We got a lot of work to do. Let me go quickly back to Sophie out of Dallas, Texas. Sophie, go ahead.
Hi, Jesse. Okay, so I have a quick question. Okay, so I've never been married. I don't have children. And I'm home with my mom, and I just wanted to know is that okay? My family's Mexican and everything, and like all my cousins are like, well, they're not married, but they have children and they live with people or whatever. And is that something that I don't have to join in that, right? Like, is that okay? Because I've heard you before said that, you know, in order, you know, the reason for two people to get married is, you know, to have babies. And since I don't want to have children, and the reason why I don't want to have children is because last year I got diagnosed with breast cancer, and the genetics said that if I was to have children, then my kids will have like a 50% chance of getting cancer too. So that was like another reason why I was like, okay, well, then now for sure I don't want to have children. But you know, like I would like to be married, but I know that I'm still kind of hesitant because I'm kind of scared that a guy will be like, well, you know, I do want to have children. You know what I'm saying? Like, does my question make
how
sense?
How old? Yes. How old are you?
I'm 38.
Do you want to be at home with your mother?
You know, yeah, I do because she's super dope. Like, she's really
super
cool.
What?
And she's dope. Like, she's a cool
person.
She's
on
person.
Dope?
No. Like, she dope means, like, she's cool. Like, no,
oh.
She's not on.
You have a cool mama?
Yeah, I have a cool mom.
And so you like having a cool mama?
Yeah, I like having a cool mom because she's very efficient, and she knows a lot of things, and a lot of the wisdom that she has, I've, like, learned from her.
Oh, and so you want to be there with her?
I do want to be with her because.
And so your question to me is what?
My question to you is, should I be getting married or should I just chill and?
You should only get married if you want to, not for any other. If you want to have kids, if you want to get married, fine. If you don't know, then don't do it because it's natural for women to want to get married, but not. Mm-hmm. Don't put it first in your life. You should only want what's right above all things and all people, all things. And then if you want to get married, fine. If you don't, fine. You're not wrong either way.
Oh, okay, okay. So, but if I don't want to have children, it'll be okay if someone proposes to me and say, hey, I want to marry you?
And but be clear with him that you're not going to be able to have children. You're not having children. You should be upfront and clear with him before you get married, you know, so that he doesn't find out later that you didn't want children, because he may want to get married to have children. But if you find somebody that, if somebody is added to you, they don't want to have kids, you don't want to have kids, you're not getting married to not be lonely and all that crap. If you're just getting married, you're married. But if you're not going to have children, I don't see a reason to get married.
I see. Okay. Okay. Well, so you don't think, okay, let's say if I did want to get married. Okay, so now I understand. So now I get why a lot of guys do stop talking to me, because I'm really upfront about the whole, you know, not having kids thing.
Yeah.
Or if I meet a guy that has kids, I really don't want to be with the guy who has kids, because it's not fair to the kids is what I think. But so do you think that's why guys stop talking to me, because I say I don't want to have kids, or...
I don't know, unless they want kids, and most guys want kids. Some don't, but most do. And if they do stop talking to you, I mean, when you tell them, well, I don't want to have kids, and I may have breast cancer or whatever, and if they stop, and just ask them, what do you think about that? You should ask straight up front. That way you know for sure, because I don't know.
Well, I'm cancer-free. Like, the cancer's out, but, like, should I? Okay, well, let me ask you this. On the first date, should I tell them, hey, I had breast cancer? I don't, like, do I put it all out at the first date, or do I wait until the fifth date?
Yeah, wait until the fifth date.
Oh, okay.
Because it may just not last anyway. Maybe they don't like you, you don't like them anyway. Why tell all your business?
Right. Okay. Just kind of go with the flow.
Yeah, one step at a time.
Okay. And let them do more of the talking and not just sit there and listen?
Well, I wouldn't plan that either way. I'll just wait and see and just stay present.
Okay. And I really like how you said before, like, don't think too much, don't follow too much
right.
in your thoughts. And ever since you said that, that's really been helpful for me. So I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You're so funny, and I just like how straightforward and direct you are, and there needs to be more people like that in the world.
You're welcome, and stay with us, and just live your life and let life happen.
Yes, sir, I will. Thank you so much for your advice.
You're welcome, Sophie. Call me again.
I sure will. I will. I'll keep you updated.
And tell your dope mother I said hello.
I sure will. I'm going to tell my mama you said hey.
All right.
All right, take care.
All right, take care now.
Oh, bye-bye.
Bye. Jess, there's a line open, 888-7753-773. Justin's been waiting a while out of Georgia. Oh, my. Justin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Doing Justin. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome, Justin. Speak up a little bit.
Can you hear me?
I can now, yes.
Yes, I don't want to be with you too long, but I just want to say, like, you know, I've called a few times, and, you know, I'm still trying to walk on this journey with God. And, you know, I was able to have a conversation with my father, you know, a couple weeks ago, you know, right after his birthday, and I forgave him. You know, it was, you know, FaceTime. I didn't see him in person, but I forgave him. But, you know, I still haven't forgave my mom's. You know, I guess, you know, I still got a little, you know, a little bit of fear as far as doing that. But I know I need to do that. Because, you know, I'm listening to what you're saying. When you say, like, when you try to walk on this spiritual journey, like, you know, everything just seems so, you know, lonely. And I know it's a feeling from the devil that I still got this lonely feeling. But it just seemed like I can't find no like-minded people anywhere. So,
yeah.
You know, I just kind of, you know, need you to, like, just let me know again, like, is the forgiving my moms, is that the end-all, be-all? What I'm trying to say is, like, before I get to that point, like, is there any way that I could still, you know, just try to find a way to, you know, get some peace just a little bit, since I was able to do, like, you know, half of it by forgiving my father, you know? Like, is there some type of change that I'll be getting? Because I still get the same, you know, the same, like, I be finding myself in the same situations as I always do, as far as like trying to get a job, trying to get places, trying to make some money, and it's just not coming my way. You know?
Do you have a job?
I shouldn't. Listen, you know, I got a job for the first time in like 5 months. You know. And I was working at this hotel job. It was like a little small job paying about $13 an hour. But the thing was, they wanted me to be trained on how to, you know, do the job with a tranny.
With a what?
And a tranny, a man who think he a female. And that was enough to make me walk away from the job. Yeah, what the? You know what I mean? Like, that was enough to make me walk away from the job. And, like, I just walked away from the job because it was hurting my spirit. You know, so it seemed like I just find myself in a situation. And if I feel like the situation might work out, it's going to be something that the devil going to throw a monkey wrench in it and just make me run away. So, you know,
Yeah, you're done for walking away. You should not have walked away from your job, because with that person being a tranny or whatever, that person can't help themselves. They can't see. And you judge them, and that's why you had to walk away. But had you not judged them, and that doesn't mean you're accepting it either. You're just not judging them, because you're realizing, just as you can't help yourself, you're afraid to face your mother, you can't help yourself. That person have the same thing, the same spirits driving them. And so you could have done your job, and then God would have opened up other opportunities for you. Or maybe that person would have seen something in you, and you've been able to show them the way out by telling them to forgive and whatever, right?
Right.
But you had an opinion about it. Drop all opinion about yourself and everyone, and the Father will guide you.
Okay.
Because that was your job. It had nothing to do with who was training you at all. Because no matter who was training you, that person got issues too. You just don't know about it. But they got issues that they're dealing with.
Yeah, I need to learn how to stop judging. Like, you know, I do a whole lot of judging myself and feeling sorry for myself. And, you know, I feel like at times, and I'm wrong for this, but, you know, I feel like I'm being righteous by judging evil. But I'm no better at that point. I'm no better than the person that I'm judging.
100%. You know? 100%. God doesn't judge, so why should we? God forgive. All of our sins are washed away. He forgave us. We have no right to judge ourselves and others at all. You're playing God, and that's keeping you away from knowing God.
And I still gotta forgive moms, you know, like I forgave pops.
Yeah, go and forgive your mother, and God's gonna change your heart from anger to love, and then He's gonna continue to destroy this ego nature that's in your mind and body, your feelings and things like that. He'll take that away, and it will appear or seem like a lonely path, but that's fine. You have to take this journey alone. And then get a job and just simply live your life. Don't compare your life to anyone. Don't try to be like anyone. Don't try to have a lot. Just live your life. I'm telling you, blow your mind.
And that's what I do. That's what I do too much. I keep comparing myself to other people. Like, they might have more than me. They might have a better car than me. I don't have a car, but they might have a nice car, a nice, you know, place to stay. They might, you know, have a lot of people around them. And I've realized, you know, comparison is the thief of joy, you know. And I do a lot of comparing myself, you know, to other people.
Are you doing the silent prayer? You doing the silent prayer?
I do it, yes.
Well,
yes,
then look, forgive your mother, and then just watch those thoughts, and don't ever call them you again. When they try to make you judge yourself, when they try to make you judge others, when they try to make you feel lonely, or they try to make you feel afraid, just watch it and do nothing about it, and God will take care of it. It's evil. Those are spirits in the imagination and emotion, and only God will take them away and give you a brand new clear mind, which is His mind.
Yeah, I'm tired of being evil. You know, I'm tired of you know, having this evil nature inside me.
Yes.
There's nothing I can do about the evil that's outside of me. But I feel like, let me just ask this last question. It's like, okay, nobody's better than nobody, right?
But, that's right. Everybody's,
you know,
the same.
Because when but even though I'm trying to change, am I trying to change? Does that make me closer to God, to somebody that's not trying to change?
100%. Because now you're becoming you are returning to the Father. Where someone, the other person who's not working on themselves, they loved Satan, they love hell. And so you just wish them well. Don't judge him. And you continue to work on yourself, returning to the Father.
Even if they try to hurt you, right?
Yes, even
physically
if
physically or mentally.
No matter, yeah, they try to. You protect yourself physically from people, but mentally, emotionally, don't judge them. You don't need to protect yourself from that.
No doubt. Just let me borrow your mind for a 1 week, and you take my mind, you restore my mind, and give it back to me. you got the perfect mind, you know. But I understand you giving the tools. You telling me what I need to do,
yes,
in order to, you know, get close to God. You know, I gotta stop being a coward. I gotta stop being a punk, and I need to, you know, hit up my mom.
Yes.
You know, FaceTime her if I can't see her, and just tell her, you
yes,
know, I got to do that.
Shaking in your booth.
I'm 34 years old.
Shaking in your booth, you got to face evil.
Yeah.
And you'll be fine. And so stop. When you get another job, that's your job. You're there to make money, to pay your bills. You're not there to anything else but that. And you, no matter who you work with, they're evil anyway, unless they're working on themselves, right? But don't judge them.
Right.
They got the same problem you're having. They're dealing with the same evil you are.
Right.
So,
right, Jesse.
So forgive your mother. Stay with the silent prayer, and I promise you, you'll be fine.
I used to do the silent prayer for 5 minutes. Now, then, you know, crank the notch up to 10 minutes. So now, you know, I try to do the silent prayer 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes, you know, at night. But
yep.
You also said that it might be times where, you know, I might just have to drop what I'm doing in the daytime and just close my eyes and hold my hands out to God for a few minutes.
Well,
right?
Just know you
okay
just
to do it in the
yeah,
afternoon.
Just take a moment if you caught up in your head and realize, look around you, and realize that you've been caught up in your head. That's all you need to do. Look around you, watch yourself walking in and out of doors from one room to another, and you'll be fine. You're in the present.
Yeah, it's the small things I got to work on.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
And I get angry at the small things. Like, if I got, like, you know, juice on the table and I accidentally drop it over, just work on not getting angry at that.
That's
and
right.
That right there can transition to something bigger. When something bigger and worse happened to me, then I won't get angry.
100%. Right, 100%.
All
and
right.
Stay patient
Thank
and
you.
Stay with it. You'll be fine, all right?
I will. I'm going to call you back.
Okay, let me know how it goes.
Yes, sir, I will.
All right.
Take it easy.
All right, you too, buddy. 888-7753-773. Martin, a first-time caller out of Ohio. Martin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I had a question about, I want to know, how did you get around, from the way you grew up, was a lot different than the way I grew up. And you should have came out a lot more of a racist and bitter individual, and you haven't. And
right.
I was just wondering if it was like three things that you keyed on throughout life to keep you on the path that you're on, because I've been watching your show a long time, and this first time I called in, I was thinking about that, because you see a lot of things in different types of the medias. You got your CNNs and your people watching the Foxes and, you know, watching probably too much Fox. And this and that, and they go off and off the rails. And I know a lot of the people grew up possibly in a lot better situation than you did, but you've managed to live this long and be this successful without going down those different types of rabbit holes. And I just want to know if you could share with your listeners how you kept your head above water. And I appreciate you taking my call.
Yes, sir. Long story short, when I was growing up down in Alabama, there was a Jim Crow law things and water fountain and all that. But my parents and grandparents taught me that it was a spiritual battle. It was a warfare between good and evil. There's people on the side of good, those on the side of evil. So we should treat all people in the way that we would like to be treated. So that definitely helped me. And when I moved out here, I listened to Stupid Jesse Jackson and all that. I became angry at the white man for a minute, but I still remember that it was a spiritual path, and that has kept me knowing that it's not about race, it's not about racism, and that in this country, you can live your own life. No one can stop you from living your own life, whatever that is, and that we have been lied
yes, sir.
To when they say it was racist. It's spiritual and not physical at all. I've just known that all my
Amazing.
Life.
Amazing.
Amazing.
I appreciate you.
You're welcome, man. Thank you. Call me again, all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, buddy. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super
chats.
RH bought 3 coffees. No message. Thank you, RH.
Thank you.
Chalice donated a couple on Cash App a couple times saying thanks and thank you for all you do.
Thank you. Thank you for helping us to help others. I appreciate it.
Canadian David says, if you want to listen to the show, you could be Jason in his basement waiting on his tendies, chicken tenders, and you can call in to the listen line, 641-793-1500.
I remember right now Jason from New York, the black guy.
Yeah, Buffalo.
He called me. He was playing Nintendo. I'm like, what the?
What's wrong with the 40-something-year-olds?
Thank you.
over on X said, Locatel said, so many people get mad when I repeated the do you love the Jews question if they were wishy-washy. They're just like their mother. They mass-reported me, blocked me, got me banned. LOL.
What the? Thank you.
Charles bought a coffee.
So the biblical question is, can you ever really know another person? Can you ever really know another person? A perfect question, too, from my producer, Sean. Thank you, Sean. Go ahead.
Over on Buy Me a Coffee, Charles, hey, Jesse, in Atlanta, the election posters and billboards are out, and all I see are black women running for these elected positions. Who's putting the money behind all these women? We are doomed.
Somebody that wants to destroy this country. They know the right women to put in charge. Oh, my God. Thank you.
Mike Young bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse and Bond family, if Trump was a Democrat and was giving black people free stuff and for making black people free like victims, then the hateful liberal media would be loving him. What do you guys think?
Absolutely.
Indeed.
But thank God there are at least black men and some black women that are waking up. They realize we don't need the government anymore like that. And that's why they like Trump, the great white hope. Thank you.
Over on Rumble, Canadian David said, before the bottom of the hour, in your first hour, there's another banger short from Jesse. Nice.
Amazing. Thank you.
Yes. Anybody baked chicken and baste it with maple syrup? He black.
He black. He black. Thank you.
Shout out to WD41 with the 2 diamonds. No message.
Thank you. Amazing.
My mom still spanks me, bought a coffee. CNN logic is that putting your dog down is the most grotesque thing a human can do. Yet Jeffrey Toobin can on Zoom and then get a job for it. What a mess.
And you can kill the man's children in the womb.
Forgive
no
your
problem with that.
Forgive your mothers.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you.
Aries 1 donated a diamond. No message.
Thank you.
Kevin says, Jesse, you don't love your son or father? Not one family has love?
I love my family, but not with that emotional stuff. I love them in the same way I love my enemy, in the same way I love everyone. And that is an amazing way to live. Thank you.
Pretham Paul, a monthly supporter on Rumble, homeschool. It isn't that difficult anymore. There are even Christian-based online curriculum that track everything for the parent.
Nice. Thank you.
Urinal Chill says, man, I wish my old lady was like this one, realizing her anger and hell, referring to that lady who called you.
Yeah, absolutely. There are women waking up to their hell, though. And you're right. If your old lady knew that, you have paradise on earth, at least in her.
Alex,
thank you.
3 coffees from Alex. Biblical question suggestion. Are you a hypocrite? Why or why not? This was before Sean came up with the biblical question.
Oh, sounds like we already used something like that.
Yeah, it does sound familiar.
It sounds familiar. But thank you.
Thank you, Alex. The Key bought 3 coffees. Morning, Jesse and Co. It's interesting to note that Jesus also advised people to go and tell no one as well, namely in Mark with the healed leper and in Matthew when he gave the blind man sight, etc. Such a good advice. Great spirits suffer violent opposition from those with mediocre minds.
Yep. Very good point. And thank you for the reminder that it is in the Bible. Go and tell no one. He went and told everybody. What the? Thank you.
John F. bought a coffee. A recommendation for a biblical question I've been pondering. How do you become genuinely humble versus self-righteous?
Amazing. Interesting question. Thank you.
Ralph bought 5 coffees. Hey, Jesse and crew, you all are amazing. I appreciate your work. Thumbs up and Trump fist emoji.
Thank you.
Not to be confused with the fake black power. The Key
not
bought
this.
Not Nazis.
This.
The key about our coffee, great spirits suffer violent opposition from those with mediocre minds. Having received the nature of the Father, the mind of Christ, his children become his battle axe, as described in Jeremiah 51:20, God's instrument in destroying evil Babylon with love.
Thank you. Amazing.
The key Bada coffee, biblical question answer.
What? Can you ever really know another person?
Yes, we can. We know a tree by its fruit.
Amazing. Thank you. I got to end there.
All right.
We'll finish those tomorrow. I was trying so hard to get to them all, as well as the callers. Hate Report is coming up now. Get on that straight and narrow path and stay there. Stay there, stay there, stay there. And do the silent prayer. You got to forgive mama. Every human being has to forgive mama. There's not one that doesn't have to do it if you want to be free. Vladimir, out of first time call out of Russia. My favorite dream team. Trump. The man in, what's his name? Russia in Israel. Netanyahu and Vladimir Putin, the dream team. Vladimir, first time, call me tomorrow. I'm out of time, but the next time you get a chance. JD out of New Hampshire. Brian out of Texas. And Jaime out of Minnesota. And somebody just dropped, I am out of time. I'll be back tomorrow. Country and Western Tuesday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. And Vladimir has a very interesting question, so make sure you call me tomorrow, Vladimir. And the rest of the callers, I'm out of time. Go to rebuildingatman.com, make a donation. And also, if you want a newsletter, it's free. Put your address there as well. I'm out of time. The Hate Report is coming up now. Take care, folks. Stay on that path. All right, just stay there. All the way to the end, and you will receive your award. Take care. Bye. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts make you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darnest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax.